USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actor Jussie Smollett is apologizing to the Empire cast and crew, but reports are he's also still proclaiming his innocence amid allegations that he staged an attack that he reported to police claiming it was a hate crime against him. He's now facing a felony disorderly conduct charge over the allegations he paid two brothers to stage the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary on that Fox show. And again, he still denies the charges. Democrats in the House will introduce a bill today to try to block the president's emergency declaration at the southern border, Trump declaring it last week to get money for a border wall after Congress wouldn't grant it. Democrats call the emergency declaration an overreach of presidential power. They're expected to introduce a bill today to terminate it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A Boston cop now being treated for gunshot wounds. Police Commissioner William Gross says he was injured during an exchange of gunfire during an attempted traffic stop hours ago.
We're actively canvassing the neighborhood for witnesses, video.
The officers expected to recover. Police now say the alleged shooter is dead.
It was an accident in the purest sense of the word.
That's a district attorney near Syracuse who says the Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim does not appear to have done anything wrong when he struck and killed a man who was standing outside of a vehicle on a highway a few nights ago.
This is a black vehicle right in the middle of the roadway. Coach is on his way home and swerved to avoid crashing into it.
But DA Bill Fitzpatrick says there was no way to avoid the accident and no drugs or alcohol were involved. Record snowfall in northern Arizona, 31.5 inches since Wednesday night in Flagstaff. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Drug lord El Chapo's sons are now facing drug trafficking charges. Prosecutors are charging Joaquin Guzman Lopez and Ovidio Guzman Lopez with conspiracy to move drugs into the United States. They say the two conspired to import cocaine, meth, and marijuana into the U.S. from 2008 into last year. The Justice Department says they believe the brothers are currently living in Mexico. Their dad, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was convicted earlier this month on numerous drug trafficking charges after a lengthy trial in Brooklyn, New York. A major winter storm keeping the snow coming for more than 36 states, and it's raising the risk of heart attacks for millions of Americans, according to the American Heart Association, which is warning cold temperatures and raised blood pressure from strenuous activity can be a dangerous combination for people that have existing heart conditions. They're advising taking breaks when shoveling so you don't overstress your heart. And don't eat a big meal or drink any alcohol just before you go out shoveling. And 18-year-olds may soon be able to enter the NBA again. USA Today is reporting the league has formally proposed changing the draft eligible age from 19 to 18. The Players Association expected to now review that proposal at its post-All-Star break meeting on Monday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.